Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Get mode. Here we come. Stop it. All right, it's Terrestrial Radio. Anthony Herron in for Lawrence Holmes on the Lawrence Holmes Show, but I do always appreciate a little Busta Rhymes. We're coming out of breaks here. Music Breads, Brandon Fryer making that happen. You can see me on twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Some discussion there about the Celtics. Folks are rooting for them, trying to figure out if they're going to root for Miami or Boston. A little Pizza Friday chat happening earlier, so get involved in the chat over there. Connor O'Donnell holding that down for us. But I told you I wanted to make a parallel between what's happening right now with the White Sox and Lucas Giolito and what's been getting discussed here in recent days to something that happened about 30 years ago with Jerry Reinsdorf in his ownership, not at that time in his ownership of the White Sox, but specifically what was going on with he hadn't emerged yet as one of the great players of all time, but was certainly emerging as one of the stars in the National Basketball Association just months before the Bulls were set to win their first NBA championship. A little squabble was taking place between Scottie Pippen and the Bulls, and it came up, Brandon Fryer, during The Last Dance.
Scottie Pippen signed a deal in 1991 for 7 years for $18 million, and if he played it right, he could have made 9 times that amount, 10 times.
I said to Scottie the same thing I'd said to Michael. If I were you, I wouldn't sign this contract. You may be selling yourself too short. It's too long a contract that you're locking yourself in for.
I felt like I couldn't afford the gamble myself, getting injured and not being able to provide. I needed to make sure that people in my corner were taken care of.
He signed a long-term deal, and it was undervalued pretty quickly.
The league took off. You know, the revenues went way, way up. Salaries went up.
Jerry Reinsdorf was emphatic about it when guys signed the contract.
I don't want to hear from you again. Don't come back and try to renegotiate.
It was embarrassing because he was maybe the number two player in the NBA. His value was immense.
You heard Phil Jackson saying it there. His value was immense. Scottie Pippen was emerging as a star, and Jerry Reinsdorf claiming there that he had advised him not to sign that deal yet because he signed it right before salaries ballooned around the National Basketball Association. The valuation of so many teams around the league boomed throughout the 90s, and Scottie ended up just being stuck in that deal, and it just ate at him throughout the remainder of his time here in Chicago and all the 6 championships that he won here with Mike and everybody else. And, you know, who knows what this upcoming stretch of baseball will hold for the White Sox, but we've seen for decades now that Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't mind. It's one thing to sign so many of your young stars essentially before they play any time at the major league level. It's one thing to sign them to extensions at that point that set them up for years to come, and they're happy with that. Lucas Giolito has been balling for years now. Yes, he had the struggles, and it didn't define him and everything else a few seasons back, man, but now we're looking at 3 consecutive summers where Lucas Giolito has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. And it doesn't mean right now that whatever extension talks are happening between his representatives and the Sox, I don't think that definitively means that the Sox need to acquiesce to that. But for where they're at right now, for what's on the line for the Sox at this moment, why allow this to linger? Why allow your stud, your ace, your most versatile pitcher, your best and youngest pitcher, the dude who you definitively want to be a part of your future? Like, I thought Lance Lynn should have gotten the game one start in the postseason last year. And yeah, he's got the bulldog in him, the pit bull, everything else. That's cool. But there's just certain lineups that are going to light Lance Lynn up. We've seen that throughout his postseason career. Giolito is the guy you have to be able to count on at 27 years old to be a part of the dynasty you're hoping you've been in the process of building on the south side of this city. Why allow at the most 200 grand? Why allow at the least 50 grand to be something that's in his dome as you're getting ready for the opening pitch of this baseball season? I like the methodical approach that the Sox have taken about a whole bunch of different things. This right here, they got to put this in the rearview mirror. They don't need Lucas Giolito to be worried about that when he's taking the mound. And you certainly don't want it to be in the midst of the extension negotiations that will be ongoing, that will enhance as he's coming closer and closer to being able to be a free agent. There's no need, just like with the Cubs and Chris Bryant, there's no need for that to be looming, lingering. There's no need for that to be in his head in the midst of those negotiations. And most importantly, there's no need for that to be in his head right now when he's preparing to take the mound for you this season. You want him as clear and as comfortable as he can possibly be for your squad this season. Because right now, even without another move, you got a division championship roster that you've already assembled. Make sure they are all ready to roll. And this shouldn't be surprising because we saw this play out with Scottie Pippen many, many moons ago. So hopefully the White Sox are going to get this figured out toot sweet. Because 50 grand, yeah, it doesn't mean as much to Lucas Giolito as it means to most of us either. But damn sure it didn't mean a whole lot to the White Sox in the scheme of things financially. So they need to get this figured out and make this happen. We're going to come back. We get back into the NCAA tournament discussion with a guy who is in town right now getting ready to cover the action for one of the hottest podcasts out there covering college hoops. We'll do that next on the Lawrence Holmes Show. Anthony Herron in for the great Lawrence Holmes on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.